Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Soybean Association welcomed members to their new headquarters during an open house Tuesday, July 23rd. Soybean Promotion Board Chairman Ryan Bibbins says the new building was much needed by the organization and their staff.
We certainly had outgrown our old building across the road, and I guess back about 3 years ago, we started talking about, you know, let's look at the future of Kentucky soybean. And soybean is a thriving industry in the state of Kentucky. And, you know, we thought, well, it's time, you know, we need to do some planning, whatnot. And part of our expansion plans, we wanted to get into a facility we could be proud of.
Bibbins says the building allows the staff and the members to have a state-of-the-art facility.
I often compare it to, as a farmer, I'm not out here using a set of mules still today. You know, we have to have the technology and the facilities to, you know, provide for what we do. And it's no different with them. You know, they need a place that they can work, a place they can be comfortable. You know, we need to have a place that we can be proud of. We can bring in groups to function well and represent soybean. And, you know, the great thing about this isn't my building or their building. This building belongs to all Kentucky soybean farmers.
He adds the building has a unique design.
We didn't want an institutional building here. We didn't want just a typical brick and mortar place. We wanted something that had a design. So the overall design is made to look, you got to use your imagination a little bit, but made to look like a farmyard. Mm-hmm. You know, you pull in, you can kind of see some different barn roofs and stuff, just like you'd have in a typical farmyard.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board Chairman Ryan Bibbins says the interior also has a connection to soybeans.
We've tried to use as many components inside that are soy related, like all the carpet and the tile inside has a soybean adhesive underneath it. All the furniture is made with soybean foam. You've got several countertops. Doors, things like that are made from a soybean composite material. The ceiling tiles are made from soybean.
He adds the artwork on the walls is all about the member farmers.
Had lots of photos submitted from different farms across the state. We wanted soybeans in the photo and whatnot. So that's where all of our artworks come from. It's from Kentucky farmers. Some of them are board members, some of them are not, but they are Kentucky farmers in soybean fields, or a picture of a soybean plant, or a load of soybeans, or combine of soybeans, plant soybeans, whatever. It's soybean specific.
The new building is located on Kentucky 62 in Princeton. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.